Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
655 at 580 CFRA, 655. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning just after the 650 Business News. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So this is about the story that was getting some news coverage yesterday. Perhaps you can shed more light on it, that girls are starting puberty as young as 7.
Well, one has to be very careful about this particular study because there was one measurement that was made which was regards to breast development. In all these girls that were studied in this particular article published in the journal Pediatrics, none of them had any changes in the average age that they started having their periods. So it was primarily breast development that they were looking at. And it happened to also seem to follow the race of each of the children. So in terms of the 1,200 girls that were looked at, they said 10% of whites, 22% of blacks, and 15% of Hispanic girls had breast development by age 7, and that increased by age 8. But what they also seemed to find, and again, it seemed to be dependent on location. Some were living in East Harlem, New York, others in Cincinnati, and others in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the rates and the percentages of changes were different depending on where they lived. So it was less in San Francisco, more in New York. And one has to take into account that compared to data from almost 13 years ago, where they found this a little bit less often, that the rate of obesity, according to the Centers for Disease Control, has increased among 6 to 11-year-olds. It's gone from about 6.5% in 1980 to now almost 20% in 2008. So quite a dramatic increase in obesity rates, which are directly linked to producing more estrogen in girls. Fat content and fat itself has the enzymes necessary to produce more estrogen, which can also account for the increased breast development. So this is essentially what we can take from this article. They are mentioning somehow that there may be other environmental factors that are influencing it, such as chemicals that are around, but they said that's purely speculation. They don't have any proof of that. But the elephant in the room, so to speak, is the fact that obesity rates are increasing, and this may be playing a role in these girls' early breast development, which then can lead to several other problems with regards to how they're treated as they get older, that they may be given unwanted attention for an age that they're just not prepared to deal with. So this is all we can make from this particular study.
All right, but you do feel that this study is worth further analysis?
It needs to be determined. Other things that have to be done is, what are other girls doing in the rest of the world? For example, is this the same thing in Europe, in Africa, in Australia, in Southeast Asia? Are we seeing the same thing, or is this inherent or endemic to North American society? And that will also help answer those particular questions with regards to hormone exposure or environmental exposures. If they're different in different regions of the world, and you see this, can you show causality? So it requires more evaluation, but all we can say is that we know with obesity rates going up, it will have an effect on breast development.
Dr. Dworkin, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.